This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Union Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today launched the Mutual Credit Guarantee Scheme for micro, small and medium-sized enterprises or MSMEs in Mumbai. The scheme will facilitate loans up to 100 crore rupees to MSMEs for purchase of machinery or equipment without collateral. The finance minister said the initiative will give boost to the MSME sector. The minister highlighted that India now has an environment where investments are yielding good returns. She added that the government has supported the defense manufacturing sector through favorable policies. This has resulted in India's defense exports surging to over 24,000 crore rupees, and Maharashtra is developing as a hub for defense manufacturing. Union Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said that two new features have been added under the National Education Policy that will not only shape job seekers but also job creators. Addressing the 126th Founders' Day of Delhi University's Hindu College in New Delhi, the minister underscored that the youth of the country require job security, decent living, economic empowerment, among others.
हमें इस प्रकार की एक शिक्षा व्यवस्था खड़ी करनी है जिसमें लोग जॉब सीकर बनेंगे ही बनेंगे लेकिन जॉब क्रिएटर भी बनेंगे जॉब क्रिएटर होने के लिए एंटरप्रेन्योर होना पड़ेगा सिर्फ टीचिंग इंस्टीट्यूट समाधान नहीं है रिसर्च भी आवश्यकता है और हमारी देश में रिसर्च की कोई कमी भी नहीं है टीचिंग रिसर्च के साथ हमें इनोवेशन भी चाहिए और मैं कॉन्फिडेंट हूँ हिंदू कॉलेज की हर एक विद्यार्थी आने वाले दिनों में हमारी इकोनॉमी में जॉब क्रिएटर बनेगा ये मैं उसकी झलक आज दिख के जा रहा हूँ
Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has called upon the countrymen to believe in the principle of nation first and subscribing to the ideology that no interest, whether personal, political or otherwise, is higher than national interest. Inaugurating the Advanced Entrepreneurship and Skill Development Program campus at National Agri-Food and Biomanufacturing Institute in Mohali today, the Vice President laid out a clear vision on the significance of research in the country.
All institutions in the country will have to pass the litmus test. And the litmus test is what you are doing. Is there some impact somewhere? In a positive sense, impact should be felt. A research for the sake of research, that is for the self, is not the research which the nation needs. Research is not to impress the one who is ignorant of the subject. The research has to have impact on what we are doing. And I am sure this is an area where you have enough scope to contribute.
The Central Board of Secondary Education, CBSE, has refuted claims related to paper leaks of 2025 board exam question papers and access to them being circulated on social media platforms. CBSE said that it came to the board's attention that certain unscrupulous elements are spreading rumors on social media platforms regarding paper leaks or claiming access to the 2025 examination question papers. It added that these claims are baseless and are intended to create unnecessary panic among the students and parents. The board said that officers are actively monitoring and taking action against those responsible for spreading false information. The railways will set up permanent holding areas at 60 railway stations across the country to manage crowds. Sources in the ministry said the decision has been taken to manage heavy crowds during peak season. Railways will also use advanced technology to monitor the crowds. It said a special campaign will be launched at all Delhi railway stations to monitor the facilities and smooth flow of the passengers. During the campaign, railways will take feedback from passengers, shopkeepers, police and coolies. To ensure smooth passenger movement, platform tickets will not be issued at New Delhi railway station for the next 1 week between 4 p.m. and 11 p.m. In the Women's Premier League, WPL Delhi Capitals will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru RCB at the Kotambi Stadium in Vadodara this evening. The match will start at 7:30 p.m. And the 30 share index at Bombay Stock Exchange Sensex rose 58 points to close at 75,997. Similarly, National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 added 30 points to settle at 22,959. And that is the end of this news bulletin.